Oh, thank you. Okay, is that a compliment or?
Good evening and welcome to tonight's Monroe City Council meeting. This is the council meeting for December 15th, 2015. The time right now is just after 7 p.m. Welcome to the last meeting of the year. Ms. Smoot, will you call the roll, please?
Certainly. Council members present and establishing a quorum are Hanford, Cuttaback, Rasmussen, Camp, Davis, Gamble, and Gearing.
Thank you. And since it is Councilmember Gearing's last evening with us, I'm going to ask him if he'll lead us in the pledge, please. Yeah.
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The first item that we have on this evening's agenda, it's under announcements and presentations, is the swearing-in ceremony for newly elected and re-elected officials. Ms. Smoot?
Sure. I would like to bring forward the Honorable Judge Mara Rosana from the Monroe Municipal Court to administer the oaths.
Like
coming down there?
Yeah, you're going down there.
Photo op.
Repeat after me.
I, Jim Camp.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of and the laws of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Washington.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Washington.
And that I will faithfully and impartially perform and discharge.
And that I will faithfully
and
impartially perform and discharge
the duties of the office of the City of Monroe Council Position 4.
The duties of the City of Monroe Council Position 4.
For a four-year term.
According to the law.
To the best of my ability. Have you signed? And then I'm going to sign. I have a good pen for signing.
Okay.
Your signature right there.
That I will faithfully and impartially perform.
And discharge the duties.
Of the office.
Of City of Monroe Council Position 5. For a four-year term. According to law, to the best of my ability.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Washington.
And that I will faithfully and impartially perform.
And I will faithfully and impartially perform.
And discharge the duties of the office.
And discharge the duties of the office.
Of City of Monroe, Council Position 6.
City of Monroe, Council Position 6.
For a four-year term.
For a four-year term.
According to the law.
According to the law.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Have you signed right there? Here is your certificate.
Thank you.
Kirk Scarborough. I, Kirk Scarborough.
I, Kirk Scarborough.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Washington.
And the Constitution and the laws of the State of Washington.
And that I will faithfully and impartially perform.
That I will faithfully and impartially perform.
And discharge the duties.
And discharge the duties.
Of the office.
Of the office.
Of City of Monroe, Council at Large.
City of Monroe, Councilman at Large.
For a two-year term.
For a two-year term.
According to law.
According to law.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Your signature right there.
Thank you very much, Judge Rosano. Congratulations, everybody, on your election to office. Let's give everybody a round of applause. Okay, the next item that we have on this evening's agenda is comments from citizens. This is a time set aside for members of the audience to speak to the City Council on any issue related to the City of Monroe, except any quasi-judicial matter subject to a public hearing. Public comment is limited to 5 minutes per speaker, and we'll have the list in just a minute. Thank you. Thank you. The first person that we have who has signed up to speak is Councilmember Sam Lowe from Lake Stevens. Mr. Lowe. Please state your name and address for the record. Yes.
Sam Lowe, Lake Stevens, 11002 UCT Loop Drive. I came here tonight because I first of all want to congratulate Kurt Gehring on his great service and sacrifice to the citizens of Monroe and to thank him for his service. Many politicians leave office on a down note at the end of an election loss. Statesmen like Kurt graduate on and continue serving in many other capacities. I want to thank the sacrifice of his family and sharing him with our city. Many times the praise goes to us who have served, when the reality is, it is the kids and our spouses who sacrifice so much more. I want to introduce myself. I'm Sam Lowe, Lake Stevens City Council, and I'm currently the Board of Health Chair for District 5, which includes Monroe. And I have that position for about 2 more weeks. I'm also a Lake Stevens City Council member and a candidate for Snohomish County District 5. I've brought support throughout the 5th District, and because of my role in the Health District, I've brought support across the county, too. I've enjoyed representing Monroe on the Health Board, and I look forward to representing Monroe on the County Council and working with Mayor Thomas and this council. I want to congratulate the city on choosing a lobbying contract with Brian Wall and Green Light Strategies. I look forward to working closely with Brian on the priorities of Monroe, specifically on transportation issues such as the SR 522 bottleneck from Malt Beach to the Snohomish River and US 2 safety. Brian will do a great job representing your interests in Olympia, and I look forward to being your voice at the county on these same issues. I also look forward to the new cable wakeboard park on Lake Tyvis, scheduled to open next summer. Enjoyed reading about it online today. It is the kind of family-friendly recreational activity that is good for everyone throughout the 5th District and all of Snohomish County. The public-private partnership model is one that could be, it should be modeled widely to get things like this done. And lastly, I understand, I had lunch today with one of our interim planning directors for the city, Blake Stevens. We talked about Fairfield Park. And I know it's not part of Monroe, but it's part of the Snohomish County Park System, and many people associate it with Monroe. And I want to be clear, it is an eyesore. And I believe that we need to create a local, an interlocal agreement with the county to have the city of Monroe use and maintain this park. I support the idea of much needed improvements to the soccer fields, and the city of Monroe will directly benefit. Again, I thank you for the time to speak this evening. I thank Mayor Thomas and the council, and I believe you guys have all done a great job in shaping the city of Monroe. I look forward to working with you in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. The next person we have signed up to speak this evening is Ashley Sellers. Ms. Sellers, please come forward and state your name and address for the record. Thank you.
Hello, Ashley Sellers, 20930 East Rosemont Drive. Before last week, I'd get up here and tell you I feel like I know you, but after last week, I feel like you don't know me. So after I heard the results last week, I was embarrassed, to be honest with you. I was like, wow, what did I do? And then I decided, I talked to my dad, and he's the smartest man alive, and he said, WWEPD. I was like, what would Ed Boy do? That's my husband, that's weird. He said, what would Aaron Brock do? And so tonight I put on my high heels, and I said, I'm going to stand tall in front of you, and I'm going to tell you about myself, and I'm going to tell you about what you said. So I'm going to address each of you, and it's not fair, I only have 5 minutes. You guys had 20 minutes to talk about me. Mayor, thank you for standing next to the appointment that you made. Thank you for the kind words you said. Thank you for taking the time to interview me, get to know my skill set, which is something I didn't hear talked about here last week much with my skill set and my qualifications, and that was really frustrating. Mr. Growing, we obviously have different opinions on things, but I feel like I've always been respectful when I've approached this council. Absolutely, always. You said it was a conflict of interest for me to serve on the Salary Commission. And I'd like to say, if that was true, the place where it went from a professional statement to personal attack was when you didn't do the, or this council, I won't direct you, didn't do the due diligence to check everybody's campaign people. Because I know that there's someone else in the Salary Commission that donated money to somebody's campaign that sits up here. So if me being a treasurer is a conflict of interest, surely that is no different than somebody giving money to a campaign. It still makes them a part of the campaign. And that research should have been done if you were going to single me out and say that I was a conflict of interest. Mr. Gamble and Davis, I don't know where you stand on me. One of you we have differing opinions on, and that's okay. Mr. Camp, I'd like to say one thing that you said is that you presume I have strong feelings about people on this council. And I would say it's not fair to push that judgment on me. Yes, I have strong feelings about some of the things that you vote on. It doesn't mean I don't respect you. It doesn't mean I don't respect your service. And it doesn't mean that I am not somebody who can fairly look at a situation and make a proper decision. Rasmussen and Cutterback, thank you so much for the kind words you said. And also just for saying that people of this city deserve the right to come here, say what they feel, and not be judged for it. The biggest thing I want to talk about came from somebody that I actually have a lot of respect for. That's you, Mr. Hanford. We had time to talk at Costco. Very professional, I'm sorry. And I just heard Facebook stalking come up so many times when I listened to that meeting. I started to think I needed to check myself in somewhere that I was a crazy person. And Facebook stalking in our society, at least in my generation, sorry, not so, but it's a very loosely used term to say, I was checking up on you. I only have 5 minutes to speak when I'm in front of you. So what I didn't say is that I used multiple sources to look for my information. I went on the City of Monroe's webpage. I researched local news outlets, Monroe Monitor, the Herald, the Tribune. I looked at, a lot of you still have your campaign pages up from when you ran. I looked at those. And quite frankly, I don't feel like I invaded anybody's personal space because many people up here use Facebook as a campaign tool. And if you do so, then you open that element to people to look at. And that's what I did. And I also don't think that me saying that being friends with somebody that you're voting for to be a lobbyist is a conflict of interest is any different than Mr. Bowery and Mr. Camp, and at the time, Mr. Hanford, saying that me being a part of Kirk Scarborough's campaign was a conflict of interest. I have that same right to raise those concerns. Lastly, I'd like to talk about my qualifications, because that's something I really don't feel has talked about. In my over 13 years of business experience, besides my adolescent years of growing up running a company since I was 11 years old, I have worked on multi-million dollar contract negotiations for Granite Construction Company. I have worked for several large companies. I've been a business owner, I've been an employee, I've been a manager. I've been a part of FFA and 4-H. I know what it means to work with people. I know what it means to separate yourself from something and have a clear head, which is something I've always tried to do in front of this council. I stepped outside, I talked to Pastor Menick till 11:30 at night one night to hear his side, which I had never heard. So to say that or suggest that I don't have the capacity to separate myself from issues or capacity to respect people on a commission is a personal attack that really bothers me. I just wanted you to know who I am tonight, and I wanted the chance to address your comments. Thank you.
Thank you. The next person that we have signed up to speak is Mike Buse and the whole Monroe Chamber, or
pretty much
5 minutes.
I gotta let you speak in front of them. For them. Come on, everybody, out here.
No, okay.
It was important for me to have everybody that could attend be here. I told my staff that I have never been to a council meeting. I told them I wouldn't go unless I had something important to say to all of you. I didn't want you to see me every week and be like, okay, he's talking again. So tonight, I do have something very important to say to all of you, and the words are thank you. From the board that came together as LTAC and said who got the funds and who was recommending to award it, my words are terrible. And the council who actually awarded the funds. I just want to say thank you. I'm looking forward to this year. We have a lot of change in the chamber. We have a lot of new people, new faces, new eyes, and that's always good in just about everything you do. I'm super excited for 2016. One thing I do want to say is this council has, as a kid growing up here, from a little kid to an adult now, I can say old because everybody calls me that, but I go all over the country doing the stuff that I do as an individual for business, and one thing in this town that remains the same is no matter where I go, whether it's Costa Rica or California or the East Coast, I always want to come back home. And thank you for that for me, for doing that for me. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Anybody else want to say something?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you all.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right. The next person that we have who signed up to speak is Miss Debbie Gehring. Yes. Sorry.
Did not know that.
So, I didn't write down Lily's name, but she wants to speak with me. Is that okay?
Yes.
Do I need to change it to the...
No, you're good.
Okay. I would like to take just a couple minutes to say thank you and congratulations to my husband, Kirk Gehring, for 8 years of service to the City of Monroe.
For 8 years, my dad has given up his Tuesday evening to serve the City of Monroe. It hasn't always been easy. My dad, the other council members, the mayor, and I'm sure the city of doesn't like more than to hear all of the things done well. To you all, I say thank you for your sacrifice.
To Kurt, I say thank you for helping make Monroe a better place than it was 8 years ago. Thank you for showing your children what commitment and integrity looks like. Thank you for showing them how to stand up for what you believe in. Thank you for showing us as a family what it looks like to be treated less than graciously by others, and instead of responding in kind, you choose grace. You've made all of us very proud. That's to you, but to all of you, what you all share is that you give up your Tuesday evenings, and you rarely ever hear how much you're appreciated. And I know that you don't always agree, and I personally think that that's a very good thing, because I rarely think that groupthink is a good thing. But what you all do share is that your families and your friends and your jobs and your hobbies are all put aside for you to come here and do something for the city. And I know that you all love it in your own way. And for that, I'm so thankful for what you do and what you continue to do, and for my husband doing it for the last 8 years. We're so proud of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Wow.
Is there anybody else who would like to come forward to speak this evening on any issue related to the city of Monroe? Okay. Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move on to the consent agenda. Council, Councilmember Rasmussen.
Motion to approve consent agenda.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilmember Rasmussen to approve the consent agenda. A second from Councilmember Camp. Any discussion on the motion to approve the consent agenda? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes, 7-0. Thank you. The next item that we have on the agenda is under unfinished business. This is item number 1, AB 15-226, authorize the mayor to sign a consultant agreement with Greenlight Strategies for state lobbyist public affairs representative services. Councilmember Gearing.
Thank you. I move to authorize the mayor to sign consultant agreement with Greenlight Strategies for state lobbyist public affairs representative services, and expressly authorize further minor revisions as deemed necessary.
Second.
Or appropriate, I guess.
Second.
Maybe an or there. Or appropriate.
Okay. I have a first from Councilmember Gearing, a second from Councilmember Hanford to approve the consultant agreement. Any discussion on the motion? Please let the record show that Councilmember you're down there. Gamble is currently out of chambers. Councilmember Hanford.
Thank you. I just wanted to say I appreciate the financial negotiation that went on there and the change. So that was good. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Rasmussen.
Thank you. I will not be voting in favor of this. Keeping consistent with my original comments and thoughts on this, that I still don't feel that Greenlight is the right fit. So I will not be voting in favor of this.
Okay. Thank you. Please let the record show that Councilmember Gamble is back in chambers. Councilmember Cuddeback.
Thank you. I, too, will not be voting for this. I expressed my reservation last week. The other lobbyists I feel was a better fit for our community for numerous reasons. Also, the financial aspect. This lobbyist was more expensive, and the comments I heard from council last week were the lobbyists had similar skill sets, could go through the job, but yet we picked the more expensive lobbyist. So I'm going to vote in denial.
Thank you. Councilmember Gamble.
Yeah, I also will be voting against. I did favor the other candidate. The scores show that and throughout the process, and so I will be voting against.
Thank you. Any other comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-3 with Councilmembers Cuddeback, Rasmussen, and Gamble voting against. Next item on the agenda is new business. This is new business item number 1, 15-227, authorize the mayor to sign transportation improvement board grant approval documents and authorize the mayor pro tem to sign interlocal agreement with Snohomish County for arterial preservation project. Because this has to do with Snohomish County, I'm going to go ahead and leave the room for reasons I've stated before, and I'm going to give the gavel over to Councilmember Hanford. Thank you.
Thank you. OK.
Okay, let the record show that the mayor has left the chambers. Agenda bill number 15-227, Brad.
Thank you. As I mentioned last week, we received a $401,000 grant from the Transportation Improvement Board to do some paving on Chain Lake Road and Providence Boulevard. That's the first motion, is to accept that grant and authorize the signature on that. And then the second part is, as usual, for the overlay projects, we have Homage County do the overlay, which is as part of their countywide project. We get a much better deal on the asphalt that way. And so it's authorizing the signature on that one, too. That agreement has not been provided by the Snohomish County, but it's their standard agreement to do that every year. So the council is willing to get authorized that signature now to say yes, we're going to come back and talk to you again.
Okay.
Do you have any questions? I can answer them.
Councilor Gamble.
So is this just one motion, but together, are you looking for two separate?
There's two separate motions.
I'll make a motion to accept the grant funding from the Transportation Improvement Board and authorize the mayor to sign the grant approval documents and expressly authorize further minor revisions to the extent deemed necessary or appropriate.
Second.
Let the record show Councilmember Gamble has made motion A, seconded by Councilmember Cuddeback. Any further discussion on that motion? Councilmember Cuddeback.
Brad, I just want to thank you for all your work that you do on behalf of the city writing grants. So really appreciate it.
Good staff.
Anything further? Okay, all those in favor of motion A?
Aye.
Aye.
Sorry.
Say aye.
Opposed? Motion passes 7-0. Moving on to number...
Yeah, and if I still have the floor, I'll make a motion to authorize the Mayor Pro Tem to sign the interlocal agreement with Snohomish County and expressly authorize further minor revisions to the extent deemed necessary or appropriate.
Second.
The record show Councilmember Gamble made motion B as well, seconded by Councilmember Cuddeback as well. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes 7-0. Please let the record show the mayor has re-entered the chambers.
Councilmember Gamble, did you put your lights on right now?
No.
Is that left?
Okay. Keep going.
Okay. That's fine. All right. The next item on the agenda that we have is under final action. This item is final action item number one, AB 15228, ordinance number 023, 2015, Eaglemont Division 2, final planned residential development. This is case number 15-PRDF-01001. First and final reading. Mr. Osaki.
Mr. Mayor, members of the Council of Eaglemont, preliminary plat and planned residential development was approved for preliminary plat approval in March of 2013. It's 146 lot preliminary plat planned residential development. It's being developed in phases. Phase one was finaled, received final plat approval in August of 2014 for 63 lots. And the proposal or the application before you now is for division two, consisting of 46 lots. And division three will, when submitted, but we do not have an application yet, will be for 37 lots. As is the case for final plat applications, they're received by the city, they're circulated to different departments and divisions involved in development review, they're reviewed against the conditions of approval for the preliminary plat, and if they meet the conditions of approval, then the application is processed and brought before the city council for final plat approval. And so ordinance 023-2015 would approve Eaglemont Division 2 preliminary plat planned residential development. And as has been the case or discussion during the course of the past month or so, given that there will not be another meeting in December, this application is before you, the ordinance is before you for final reading tonight.
Thank you. Councilmember Hanford.
So I move to waive council rules or procedure requiring two readings of ordinances.
Second.
I have a first from Councilmember Hanford, a second from Councilmember Cuddeback to waive the rules of procedure for two readings of ordinances. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 7-0. Thank you. Is there a second motion?
Yes, I'll move to adopt ordinance number 023-2015. Approving the final plat, planned residential development for the Eaglemont Subdivision Division 2, 15PRDF-001, setting forth supportive findings, providing for severability, and fixing a time when the same shall become effective.
Second.
I have a first from Councilmember Hanford, a second from Councilmember Cuddeback. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 7-0. Thank you. We'll now go to council member reports. Councilmember Gehring.
Thank you. Under special orders of the day, I'll have a few thank yous to say, so I'll save it for
yes.
that. Council member reports, I was disappointed to miss the dedication of the building. I was unable to be here at 6 o'clock, but I just congratulations to Mayor Walzer for having a building named after her. I think it's well deserved. She was here for a long time, served the city well. So congratulations to her. Thanks.
Thank you. Councilmember Gamble.
I reiterate those sentiments as well. I was unable to attend due to a previous meeting, but congratulations, well-deserved, long-time service for Mayor Walzer. This last week, Monroe Public School Foundation, we had our monthly meeting. It's great. I don't know if those are on social media. If you go to Monroe Public School Foundation, there's a nice little coupon if you didn't get one in the mail, and Jersey Mike's, the new sub shop right next door to Hair Stars and Ben Franklin, has got a great deal going right now. You show that coupon, and you get a donation of $3 on your sub, goes to the Monroe Public School Foundation, goes right back to the kids. Ton of money. The first day they did that, this is our final week. I think Councilmember Hanford just did it before he came to council tonight, so thank you for that. For those that are not familiar with the Monroe Public School Foundation, it's a foundation specifically set up for raising money for kids for scholarships to school, in addition to providing services such as emergency needs. If kids need help with an instrument, on the music side, or maybe it's a pair of cleats on the sports side, for a variety of different reasons. Just, there's all the research that tells us that those that are involved in extracurricular activities stay in school, have a higher graduation rate, all that kind of stuff. But great foundation, a lot of different things that we do. I've been on the board for the last several years, and this is a great, we love it when we partner up with local businesses and they're willing to step up to the table and donate to kids. So go buy a sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Councilmember Davis.
I'm sorry I missed last week, but it was for a good cause. And we had a great time, a phenomenal night at Benaroya Hall.
That's right.
Listening to my daughter and the Northwest University Choir sing their Christmas pageant, and with the Hallelujah Chorus at the end there. So it was dynamic. And my daughter, Megan, was first soprano, and I could actually hear my daughter singing. Way back in the back. Father hears his daughter. Crowd, so... it was phenomenal, and I wouldn't have missed the meeting for anything other than that, but I wish I'd been here, but I was very glad to be there. So other than that, I was at the dedication. It was great. It was good to see Danetta get honored that way, and I think that was a wonderful thing. And that's about it for me.
Thank you. Councilmember Camp.
Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Gehring and her daughter. Those comments tonight were great. We hear a lot of the bad things we do up here and seldom the good, but I appreciated all of it. I just wanted to wish everybody a happy holiday, Merry Christmas, or whatever holiday is appropriate for you, and have a safe and fun time off for whatever you do. That's it.
Thank you. Councilmember Rasmussen.
Thank you. Amazing dedication ceremony tonight. It was a lot of fun. Good to see a lot of people there. And definitely well deserved. So glad to be there and witness all that. And that, yes, I got a sandwich. It was good.
Oh, yeah.
So, can't argue with that. And of course, happy holidays to everyone. And of course, happy New Year. Things will be 2016 next time we see each other. Here, anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you. Councilmember Cutterback.
I too was at the dedication, and it was well deserved. Great to see Donna the Walter there. It's interesting because we talked about her years of service, and she sat up here in the 70s and 80s, so I can't imagine how that was. She has been a real trailblazer in our area for women in politics, so I really appreciate that. And it's interesting because I just read in the Seattle Times paper today, they did a article on women in politics and how even though women are the majority in our state, there's only about 20% in office. And so I thought that was really interesting. So she's been a trailblazer, and along with her and Grace Kerwin, back up a mayor during the time when there were not too many female mayors. So congratulations to her, and I think it was great that we honored her tonight. So thank you, Mayor Thomas, for that.
Thank you.
And hopefully everybody has a happy holiday season, and I look forward to 2016.
Thank you. Councilmember Hanford.
Thanks. I have a couple of comments for later under the special orders of the day, but yeah, so you all should have my card in front of you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Year. Appreciate serving with all of you for the year. Just wanted to kind of address a little bit of what went on last week, and I would say leaving here just was not fun. Was not a good night. The next day was just frustrating, and then I was fortunate enough to run into Ms. Sellers and Costco, and so we had a good conversation face to face, and you know, so many times you can read things on paper and you can you see or you can hear whatever is said from the comment period, but a one-on-one, when you can look someone in the eye and see what they're trying to communicate, is way beyond those things. And so I was so glad that she saw me and that we were able to talk, and so we were able to work through some things. In her comments, she was just trying to inject some humor into the conversation, and I let her know that for those of us that have been around for a while, some of those subjects we find absolutely no humor in. So so I took it that way, and that was not how she was meaning to portray it. So it was a miscommunication, and so we're good, I believe. And I've informed her that I would be supporting her confirmation if she's up for reappointment. So just wanted to approach that. And then I also wanted to just address, just to make sure that everybody's clear, I think it's wonderful that people come and share. As I've said many times, comments from citizens, we want to hear from the comments from citizens. And so let it never be said that we are trying to hinder any kind of comments from citizens. Sometimes things sometimes a misunderstanding occurs when citizens are making comments, and that happens in all of our marriages, right? So that's normal. But don't ever let it be said that I am wanting to squelch any comments from citizens whatsoever. That should never be said. So I think that's it for now.
Thank you very much, Councilmember Hanford. Okay, staff. Mr. Worthen.
I have nothing. It looks like Mike's got 2 pages. I'll give next message.
Mr. Farrell, your 2 pages.
I have a couple things.
Okay.
One is a crew is working at repairs, flood repairs. Again, it's like the movie Groundhog Day. Repairs, now I'm going to do it again. So we're kind of reopening trails at Elbow Park, and there's also work, of course, at Skyridge Park. The second thing I wanted to mention, just update you, is I attended a meeting last week of the Sky to Sound Water Trail work group. That basically was representatives all the way from Index through the county to Everett, Marysville, and even parts of King County as well. So what the committee discussed at that meeting was basically forming the mission statement, the roles of the folks on the committee, and basically beginning to develop a framework for a work plan for 2016. And the group's going to meet monthly, and I'll be attending those meetings and representing our interests.
Thank you. We look forward to the monthly updates on that.
Sure.
Cool. Do you have any other items?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Farrell. Ms. Nelson?
Nothing tonight.
Okay. Mr. Osaki?
Nothing tonight.
Chief?
Yes, a couple of things. First of all, towards the end of this month, we will be having a training conducted at Park Place Middle School. So if you see a number of police vehicles there, don't become alarmed. It's active shooter type of training that we've been involved in the training for a number of years now. It's just updating our current members of the department. Second thing is we seem to be having a rash of break-ins in the restrooms at, what's the name of the park?
Lewis Street Park.
And we're actively trying to catch the individuals that are everything from graffiti to bonfires to breaking in to the electrical service there. We will catch them. Let's put it down.
Thank you, Chief. Okay, Mr. Proudberg. Okay, thank you. As for me, a couple of items of note for last week. One, I met with Representative Muscoso. He's from the Legislative District Number 1. In essence, that's the Malpe area and Woodinville and other areas all the way out to Interstate 5. We spoke, we being me, Representative Muscoso, and also Board Member Scott. So this is from the Monroe School District, Jim Scott. He lives in the Malpe area, so it's always nice when you can include somebody that lives in the legislative district when you're talking with somebody from that district. We had originally anticipated about an hour meeting. We ended up talking for about an hour and a half. A good portion of it was about 5:22. And about the importance of moving forward. I know that just on social media I've heard different things about, you know, sort of pointing fingers and whatnot. To me, this is not a partisan issue. Republican, Democrat, nonpartisan, independent, we're all sitting in traffic trying to get to work. We're all paying the same gas tax. We just want to get to work or for our kids get to school. So he noted that I had met with a number of our representatives individually and suggested that maybe getting together a meeting would be appropriate. So I'm in the process right now of trying to get what I'm calling a coordinating meeting together. Might be difficult to do before session starts, but the idea being that we can just sit down. This isn't a public forum or anything. It's just sitting down at a table, having a conversation about moving forward and about getting funding for all of our shared constituents. Representative Muscoso understood that people in his district are also impacted by everybody lined up on Highway 2. If not because of the school district, also they have people that are trying to get home in the evening that are stuck in line with people trying to get to the Sky Valley and to the North Snoqualmie Valley down to Duval. And so I will keep you posted on how things develop with that, I'm sure many of you heard again about people lined up in traffic on SR 522. One or two of you have called me while sitting in traffic. So, training. So Thursday, Council Member-elect Scarborough and I attended training in Issaquah. We went down there for elected officials liability something training. That was done by the WCIA. It was good training. First half of the day we talked about sort of the qualities of an elected official, and then the second half of the day they talked a lot about like workplace harassment and liability and things like that with employees. So that's the nature of that training. At the same time, we had caroling in the downtown that I'm aware of. The Downtown Monroe Association, as I understand it, did a great job putting on a caroling event. And I see Teresa Willard is here, and also Chris Hendrickson is here. I believe they're both on the board. And I think there were three grade school classes that went shop to shop in the downtown and sang. And that's a really cool thing. I got some really great feedback about that. So thank you. Thank you all for doing that. And then we did something at noon today. Oh, we had our employee holiday lunch today. That was great. And we had the ribbon cutting for the Fairfax Mental Health Wing at the Evergreen Hospital. And so that's a new facility that's just opened up, that's a good thing to have here in town. And I think that takes me to today. Does anybody have any questions? Okay. Mr. Brazel.
Okay. Well, first thing, I just want to thank everybody for another great year. It was a pleasure. The first thing I would like to talk about is the January 5th meeting in possible motion at Council of the Council. No motion, I can move on to the...
Oh, I'm sorry. Councilmember... Okay, guys. Flip a coin.
You guys are funny. Council member Gamble will have it first. I'll take him.
They're looking for a motion to cancel because there's nothing on the agenda. I'll make a motion to cancel the January 5th. It's a little self-serving because I won't be out of state. So.
Second.
Okay, I have a first from Councilmember Gamble, a second from Councilmember Hanford to cancel the January 5th, 2016 meeting. Any discussion on the motion? And no, you're not allowed to say anything. Just kidding. Okay, all in favor say aye. All opposed. 7-0. Motion passes 7-0. Go ahead.
Thank you. Draft agenda for January 12th, 2016. Under announcements and presentations, we have a presentation by the State Auditor's Exit Report. We have recognition of service, Sister Barbara. And then confirmation of appointment to library board.
Councilmember Hanford?
Yes, thank you. Is Sister Barbara retiring, or is she, or did she already retire?
I think she already did.
Yeah, I thought she did
too. She did.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Retire from what?
Well, she would never retire.
As a sister? Or work that she was doing for the police department?
For the police department, I'm sorry.
She's not retiring. She's also our domestic violence advocate.
Okay.
And that is what she is.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Okay. We have the consent agenda. Under unfinished business, we have the deferral system. Under new business, we have authorized mayor to sign domestic violence services contract. And we'll be discussing a water service request.
Okay. Councilmember Gamble?
Yeah, I just, you already have it reflected on here. I just remind that I am going to be gone that week. I'm out of town the first 2 weeks of the year for business. But I did want to go on the record that, yes, I am interested in serving on the finance committee again as we go through that. Better put that. And then whatever else my esteemed colleagues would want to nominate for, I'm open to, yes.
Sure.
All right.
The chair.
Yes, whatever.
Thank you. Councilmember Kent?
Thank you. The Edelbrock issue, is that from the, you received emails about that today? Is that the same one?
There was a letter, I don't know if it came in email form as well. Mr. Director Fireball had heard him speak to that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Did you want to go ahead and speak to that item tonight, or?
There came to them in the email?
I can confirm that is
okay.
The...
No, that was the only question I had.
Just it did come to you in an email, and as it said in the email, it was scheduled for the 12th, and at that time it will be...
That's fine.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. Under final action, we have award contract with Ferguson Enterprises. Resolution adopting updated revised Snohomish County 2015 Hazards Mitigation Plan. And appoint city representatives to various boards and committees. Any additions or deletions?
I see none. All right. Is there any questions about the extended agenda right now? Great. So that takes care of the agenda. We do have a need for a 5-hour executive session. So we're going to go ahead and move on to special orders of the day. Tonight, we thank Councilmember Gehring. Pam, if you could bring something over here. Councilmember Gehring, it's been a pleasure serving with you. I think I served with you for the first 1 or 2 years of your service, and then the last 2 years of your service.
Bookends.
So it's been a real pleasure serving with you up here. I appreciate everything that you've been doing for the city, your commitment to our community, and it's been a pleasure serving with you. Thank you very much. we will hold on this. Anybody else like to say a few words from council? Councilmember Hanford.
Yes, thank you. It's been a pleasure serving with you, Councilmember Green. There's been harder times and easier times as a council, and glad to see you finish your term. Not that you have to leave, but to see that you completed the calling that you've stepped up to. And it's all already been said, but as a dad with kids, that takes a toll on the family. And yet, as your wife so eloquently put it, you model leadership and responsibility and integrity, and you model that for your kids, and as well as the other citizens. But it's just good to see. Just very thankful for your service.
Thank you. Councilmember Kent.
Thank you. I could echo that, and I will. It's been an honor serving you with you all this time. It was an honor serving with you on the Planning Commission. It was an honor watching you from the crowd. You've done a heck of a job. I have to share one thing. When you were talking me into this position on an almost daily basis, you discussed that this was... You compared Monroe to a small town. You said, what are they going to talk about? Chickens and fireworks. And absolutely, we talked about chickens and fireworks in addition to a whole bunch of other stuff. So thank you. Thank you for your service. Thanks for your time. And wish you luck.
Thank you.
Councilmember Davis.
Yeah, thanks, Kurt. It's been an honor and a pleasure to work with you. I've learned a lot from you, and it's been great. And I guess the moral to the story is it's better to term out than it is to rest, right?
Burn out the thing we had to term out.
Let's use that one.
Get it
done. Get that one down. Anyways, thank you very much for your service, and like you said, it's been an honor.
Councilmember Gamble.
Well, I'm devastated because I just realized my gum supply is leaving. Kurt, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for your service. I know we didn't always see eye to eye on every issue, but I always appreciated being able to talk through them, and I'm sure I will see you around the neighborhood.
Indeed.
Yes. Well, thanks again for your service.
Thank you. Councilmember Rasmussen.
Thank you. Kurt, just keep it simple. Thank you for serving and serving with you the last 2 years, and I'm sure we'll see your name pop up elsewhere as well. So, thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Garrett.
Thanks. I do have, might be a little bit difficult to get through. One thing I do need to do that I said actually in a private conversation about 3 years ago. 3 years ago, Councilmember Ketterbach and I had a little, we'll say, a disagreement or perhaps a not getting along. And there's a lot that I had to own in that. And we've had an opportunity over a couple years to get together, talk through that a bit, bury the hatchet and whatnot. But we talked about maybe me saying something publicly. And I was reminded of that this week that I had actually never done that. Long overdue. But I certainly could have conducted myself better a few years back. And I know I expressed that to you personally, but want to make sure. I wouldn't want to leave here without saying that publicly. I appreciate your service. I appreciate everyone's service, but your dedication to the city, your dedication here to this job, and holding fast to what you think is right, that's to be commended. So I appreciate that. Everybody out there, really appreciate the service. There's been good times, bad times, not easy times, but we've accomplished a lot of things in the last 8 years that I don't know that other cities really have. The idea of a public-private partnership with Wakeford Park, and I know that's not everybody's favorite idea. I don't want to belabor those kind of points, just things that we were on the spear tip of some things, and then we decided not to be on the spear tip of others with the red light cameras and everything else. I mean, it's been a little crazy with some of the stuff that we've had over the years, and chickens and fireworks, too.
Not together, right? I missed that.
Dangerous dogs, all kinds of things. Somebody had made a comment to me earlier about I was going to feel them not be very important, and I never really was, and we're residents, we're citizens just like everybody else, and there's nothing to be not important about, because it's one of seven, right? Not that important. So love this town, love the staff, and just a few things, and with the staff, and been one of the best HR hires. Just appreciate what you do, and your negotiation skills are just fantastic, and one of the best hires we've had. And Mike, everything you touch turns to gold, just absolutely everything. And we're blessed, the Parks Department, to have you there. And Diane, you've made the budgets so easy to read. It's been fantastic. Just get these giant binders, and it makes it really, really easy to be able to do that. And maybe one of our most outstanding hires, in my personal opinion, was Mr. Osaki for Community Development Director. I got to work with him a long time ago, so it was awesome. And Chief, we got rid of the red light cameras, but I am really glad that the people of the town were good with the sales tax increase to help the police department, and got your motorcycles, and you do a great job leading this police department, and so thankful we have a police department that we haven't contracted out with the county. There was a time there where things were a little hairy. We were trying to figure out what to do when the budget was tight, but having our own police department is key, vital to a community, and I appreciate your leadership there. Brad, I mean, I think you know where all the bodies are buried. I think you've been here forever, and you know more about this town and care more about this town than just about anybody. And your wealth of knowledge is unbelievable, and I've been so appreciative of you. Remember everything, and you actually said this with a T on the end of it. I mean, everything, that's so valuable to our city. I'm thankful for that. And for Liz, I hope to see some of your performances outside of City Hall. Little did we know that you were a theatrical person and doing all these great things. So I hope that maybe you could broadcast that a little bit more so that everybody can attend and see your fantastic performances. Mm-hmm. Zach, outstanding legal service. And we've had Ogden Murphy Wallace. I mean, the entire time I've been here, it was Phil Albrecht was here first, and then and you, but just rock solid, outstanding, and I appreciate everything that you, you've never steered us wrong.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Gene, I don't think there's anybody who maybe loves Monroe, who is more Monroe than you, and that's just so awesome. I couldn't think of anybody better to be in your role as city administrator. You just eat, sleep, breathe Monroe. I want to say thanks to that. And Jeffrey already said you're doing a heck of a job. I used a different word, but you're doing a heck of a job. And as the face of Monroe, like I said before, much needed. And you do a great job. Everything from social media to just being seen.
Thank you.
Much, much needed. And I appreciate your service. So I want to say thanks to everybody, all the people that have come over the years. And good times, bad times, but I am ready for something new. So. Looking forward to you all meeting on January 12th. Thanks.
Well, thank you. And we have one last thing. And I'd like you to come on up here. Council, can you come up here with two? I got a feeling there's going to be a camera, which is why we're up here.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, you can stand right here in front of the podium, council member. And Debbie, would you like to come up here and make somebody? No? Okay. On behalf of a grateful community, council member Gehring, thank you for your service. This is your name tag that sat in front of you for 8 years.
I noticed the glasses.
That's why it's late.
I was looking for it this afternoon. I'm like, where is that thing?
So this is much better. Congratulations.
Thank you very much
on your service.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
We have one more action to
deal
with up here. And I think that your light is on. And then we have a reception,
Mayor,
afterwards.
Oh, one last
thing. I'm sorry? We have two last things.
Chief.
Everybody else has been getting one. I'm like, yes!
I was going to do my usual sarcastic things, saying that, you know, this Chief's coin was purchased with red light camera money. We could always, from the police department, we always counted on your support, and you always provided that. And there were some rough times, like you mentioned, in the mid-2008-2009, in that era, and you always supported us, and we really, really appreciate that. And most of all, you are a graduate of the Citizens Academy.
Citizens Academy, indeed.
And here is the Chief's coin.
I appreciate it, Chief. Thank you very much.
Councilmember Gehring.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have a first from Councilmember Gehring, a second from Councilmember Camp. Any discussion on the motion to adjourn? Councilmember Gehring, it's been a pleasure serving with you.
Thank you.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 7-0. Oh, go ahead.